Redline.
President Putin paid his second visit to Egypt in over 10 years, which is widely seen as representing Russia's return to the Middle East. Moscow has lately been engaged in resolving the war in Syria and addressing the Western controversy over Iran's nuclear program. And its overtures to Egypt, an American ally for the past 30 years, signal its rising influence in the region. Egypt's President al-Sisi has found himself in hot water with the West over his crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood, labeled a terrorist group both in Egypt and in Russia. And Russia is currently on poor standing with its former Western partners over the Ukrainian crisis. This provided the opening for both countries to move closer and show that they are definitely far from isolated, with economic and nuclear energy deals being clinched. This is what we are going to discuss in our second section, Between the Lines, focusing on the most thought-provoking publications of the week. In an article titled, Putin's Kalashnikov Diplomacy Gets a Win in Egypt and Carried by Foreign Policy, Reed Steindisch writes, the Russian leader was in Cairo Tuesday for meetings with his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and presented the former general with the modest gift, a Kalashnikov assault rifle. The article continues by saying that, the gift was a red bow on top of a series of agreements strengthening ties between Russia and Egypt. The two leaders announced the creation of a free trade zone between Egypt and the Russian-led Eurasian Economic Union, a Russian industrial zone near the Suez Canal, and Russian aid in the construction of a nuclear power plant.
Well, Andrew, I think that when we speak about Russian-Egyptian relations, we have to understand that from the time of Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the father of modern Egypt, and then Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev, obviously our ties, has undergone drastic transformation. And we remember that that friendship and the special status which we enjoyed during the time of President Mubarak, who was ousted from power, as you know, during notorious Arab Spring in Egypt. During that time, we've seen our relations just pendulum was moving widely from one side to another. Then last year, we've seen Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi visiting Moscow in August. So the reason I'm giving all this background is just to show that President Putin's visit to Egypt was prepared by the set of events which were coming up. And obviously, it should be taken in the context of Western sanctions against Russia, which were imposed in recent months. For Russia, of course, reestablishing or reinventing ties with Egypt. This is another window of opportunity in that notorious pivot to Asia-Pacific policy. And Egypt, on its part, it wants to capitalize on the momentum and to drive up bilateral trade, which at the moment gravitates around some obscure $3 billion. So there's huge, a lot of things to do, you see, there.
Yes, well, there's a lot of potential, and I'd like to discuss this issue with our in-studio guest, Mr. Kirill Kokhtish, an associate professor at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations. Yeah, so as you know, we're discussing President Putin's visit to Egypt, and I think the larger question is, have relations between Russia and Egypt stabilized after the chaos of the Arab Spring, and maybe more importantly, have they solidified, and could we be seeing a return to historical relations?
Well, we can say that both parts are right, are correct, because from one side, Russia had, from the Soviet time, and you starting from the Nikita Khrushchev governing, has very close relations, special relations with Egypt, very, well, good economic relations. And from other side, now Egypt is the first country that recovered from the Arab Spring. So that means that the new wave was stopped, the wave of revolution, and overthrown. So that means that Abdel al-Sisi now becomes the ideological ally of Mr. Putin, because what he is doing, just trying to fix this wave of Arab revolution and probably to reverse this development to a more peaceful one.
On political side, was President Putin's visit a sign of Russia attempting to counterbalance the isolation policy which is pursued by the West?
I think that there is not a task to counterbalance, because Russia already did this task. Its policy is balanced. Russia has close ties to China, has close ties to India, and BRICS, you block, unites more than half of the world. So there is no matter of isolation. What is more important, in my opinion, it means the regional role of Egypt, because of Syrian development, because of the oil crisis, because the Middle East becomes very important region once again. So it seems to me that, first of all, these regional interests were dominating. So it's not just to prove that you're not isolated, but to be an important, one of the important brokers of the processes of the Middle East.
Probably you've seen that the joint press conference, two presidents, they reinforced and reinstated their wish to counter terrorism. So it seems that because of that ISIS threat, Russia and Egypt find themselves in the same boat. They understand that, they have to join hands and fight in this.
Yes, yes. ISIS is a threat, a definite threat, and threat not only to region, but threat also to the economy, because what it is doing is just destroying all the oil market as well.
That's a serious point as well.
Yes, it's actually a serious point, because they're setting, according to American estimations, they're setting oil for the $1 billion per year. So that means that a tremendous amount, and this something that this challenge should be addressed in this or that way. And Egypt becomes an important player to deal with international terrorism and economic terrorism as well.
Red Line.
I'd like to shift it over and get an Egyptian perspective about things. So right now we're going to invite Mr. Kamal Gabala, managing editor at Al Ahram Daily in Cairo, onto our program. Mr. Gabala, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
So we're discussing President Putin's visit to your country, and it makes us wonder here in Moscow, is Egypt positioning itself between the United States and Russia? Is it at a crossroads, or does it want to remain being a bridge?
I think this is a big mistake if you say this moment that Egypt is replacing Moscow instead of Washington. The new era in Egypt is opening the door to have a good relationship with countries around the world. And we historically have a good relationship between Egypt and Russia. So this balance, I think President Sisi is trying and he is doing his best to have a balance of Egypt's relationship with others in the world. So in that case, he himself, Sisi, visited Moscow two times before, once when he was Minister of Defense, and secondly when he's elected as a president. This is the third summit between Sisi and Putin in Egypt last week. So we Egyptians, I think, very happy to increase the relationship between Egypt and Russia, and not because we are suffering now, our relation between Egypt and states is not good enough, same as it was before during Mubarak era, but because the United States itself don't understand Egyptian steps towards a new era, to build a real democratic and civilian state in Egypt, not to build an Islamic state. The United States supporting the regime of Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and around the Arab world. But I think from the beginning, Russia understand, and President Putin himself understand the Egyptian steps towards the new era. So that's why we are in Egypt supporting President Sisi's steps to strengthen the relationship between the two countries, Egypt and Russia.
Red Line.
And right now, we're inviting Mr. Yevgeny Satanovsky, a prominent author and president of the Institute of the Middle East here in Moscow, to our program. Mr. Satanovsky, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
So we're discussing President Putin's visit to Egypt, and as you're aware, there were a lot of deals that were signed, specifically on the nuclear power plant and the Eurasian Economic Union. Can you put these into context and tell us what the significance is in the overall perspective of the Middle East?
First, Egypt is maybe the best country in the Arab world to build the nuclear industry. Looking at Mohammed al-Baradei biography and the system of the Egyptian universities, where were so many specialists in mathematics and physics, that in the level of scientists, Egyptian scientists, we have some team looking as the Pakistanians.
Mr. Satanovsky, obviously, our trade and economic ties are not restricted to that idea to reanimate the loan shelf project of nuclear plants. So, as I know, Egypt has already secured a long-term contract to buy 7 cargoes of LNG annually from Gazprom for the period of 5 years. So, what do we make out of that energy cooperation between the two countries?
As Winston Churchill say, the prognosis are best after the realization of options, rather than before, especially for the experts. So there are a lot of possibilities in our cooperation with gas and, tell the truth, with oil also. There is Gazprom potential and the AGIP potential, the cooperation which work in Egypt. what will be realized? Will the expert of Egyptians of the LNG project, or maybe they will be partners with us on the European market? It's too early to discuss. But what's really important, that two countries agree move in this direction. In this not so easy situation on the European market, and in a situation of high-level competition on the energy market, generally global energy market, the cooperation with Egypt is important, as minimum on this area of Mediterranean.
Yes, true. Well, thank you very much for the expertise, Mr. Satsunovsky. Thank you for joining us. That being said, we have Mr. Kavork Almasyan, independent political activist and journalist at Al Attaje English Channel. Mr. Almasyan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so, we're discussing President Putin's visit to Egypt, and it's got us thinking here in the studio that maybe Egypt and Russia can have some complementary diplomacy to help solve the crisis in Syria. What are your thoughts on this?
Exactly. First of all, this historic visit of President Putin to Egypt lies in the policy of Putin, first of all, to break the isolation attempts by the United States and the EU countries and to impose more sanctions on Moscow. But the most important aspect, as you said, also in the Middle East, is the Egyptian initiative to solve the Syrian crisis in a political way. Since the beginning of the crisis in Syria, Russia and allies were promoting for a diplomatic solution for the crisis in Syria. And in the contrary, where the Western camp, mainly the United States and the EU, were pushing for further militarization of the crisis on the Syrian soil in order to push further their geopolitical interests in the Middle East. However, the things and the war reached into a point in Syria where it's now a deadlock for the Americans and for the Europeans. It was obvious after 4 years of brutal war in Syria that there is no way to overthrow President Bashar Assad by force. Therefore, they have to understand that the only way out from this crisis, in order to save their face from the bloody war that they triggered in the Middle East, namely in Syria and Iraq, is to talk to President Bashar Assad. And now Sisi is playing this role, but he's playing it undercover now. He didn't declare that he supports the state of President Bashar Assad. But the security delegations that comes from Egypt to Syria says that the stay of President Bashar Assad is necessary in order to crush the terrorism phenomenon first in the Middle East. We all know that Egypt and Syria now are facing the same tsunami of ISIS terrorism phenomena, which is crushing not only the state institutions, but also the social fabric and the structure of Syria and Egypt. And Russia here also plays a very important role to keep the unity, the social unity and the political unity of the Syrian Arab Republic. We all know that the Russian geopolitical and the strategic interest in the Middle East is to prevent the further division of and to divide Syria into different states, where the Americans tried since the beginning to say that it is an Alawite regime, which is totally wrong. Therefore, we have to trigger a Sunni uprising against this government.
A big theme that we've been talking about is countries being bridges. And we're wondering if can Egypt be a bridge between Russia and Saudi Arabia, which has been a big actor in Middle Eastern destabilization.
I believe Saudi Arabia has a good relationship with Sisi, and Sisi is the right man to meddle between the Russians and the Saudi Arabia. And as well as the Sisi's role between Saudi Arabia and Syria, I believe the future in the Middle East will be through Sisi, because Sisi now is playing the role of the hub to connect different parties. He's trying to diversify his connections between the Americans and the Russians, and also between Tehran and Saudi Arabia, who are all trying to play a role in the Middle East, expanding role in the Middle East.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Almasan, for your commentary. That being said, we'd like to thank all of our guests for this section, beginning with their in-studio guest, Mr. Kirill Koktish, Associate Professor at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations, Mr. Kamal Gabala, Managing Editor at Al Akram Daily in Cairo, Mr. Yevgeny Satanovsky, prominent author and president of the Institute of the Middle East here in Moscow, and finally, last but not least, Mr. Kavork Almasyan, independent political activist and journalist at Al Etage English Channel. Following in our program, we have Greek envoy in Moscow, paving the way for Tsipras' visit. Stay with us.